Welcome to The Randy Report. I'm Randy Slavacek, your host. I'm also the writer and editor of therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle regarding politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. Before I get to the news, I wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all of you listeners. I had to smile recently when I took a look at the analytics for the podcast over the past 12 months and saw that, after the U.S., thousands of listeners have tuned in from the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, Germany, Italy, and even the Russian Federation. I really appreciate all of you taking time to take in the news with me. And now, on with the show. In this week's headlines, Kentucky passes what is arguably the worst anti-transgender bill in the nation. The Italian government has moved to limit parental rights of same-sex couples, and LGBTQ-inclusive films took home top-tier honors at this year's Academy Awards. All that and more in this episode of The Randy Report. Lawmakers in Kentucky have passed anti-transgender legislation, which has been called the worst anti-trans bill in the nation, according to the ACLU. The state's legislature passed SB 150 this past week with approval from both the state Senate and House. The bill would create a ban on gender-affirming health care for trans young people, as well as require school districts to form policies that would prohibit trans children from using bathrooms and locker rooms consistent with their gender identity. But the legislation wouldn't just prevent trans minors from receiving gender-affirming health care in the future. It will also require doctors to create a timeline to taper off treatment for minors currently receiving hormone therapy or puberty blockers. The bill also seeks to ban any discussion of sexual orientation or gender identity with students of any age, and prohibits any policies that could keep personal information about students confidential from parents. If the student happens to be in a home with anti-LGBTQ caregivers, this could put those young people in danger. Kentucky State Senator Dr. Karen Berg, who lost her trans son to suicide in 2022, denounced the legislation, telling folks on Twitter, "Hate has no shame in this state." The Trevor Project, the largest organization in the country which works to reduce suicides in the LGBTQ community, called the bill appalling and dangerous. And the ACLU of Kentucky denounced the bill as unconstitutional. The Human Rights Campaign called on Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear to veto the bill, saying it would terrorize transgender youth in schools and in doctors' offices. SB 150 now heads to the governor's desk, where it must be signed into law or vetoed in 10 days. Political experts expect it to be vetoed and the veto to be overridden. This comes as part of a wave of homophobic and transphobic legislation sweeping the United States this year. According to the Human Rights Campaign, more than 410 anti-LGBTQ bills were introduced in state houses across the country during just the first few months of 2023. In 2016, Italy legalized recognizing same-sex civil unions, but due to strong resistance from Catholic and conservative groups, the law stopped short of granting adoption rights to same-sex couples. That left something of a legal vacuum in regard to several aspects of LGBTQ family life, including adoption. But in 2018, Milan became one of a handful of Italian cities where same-sex couples could be listed as parents, as opposed to mother and father, on birth registrations. This week, however, Italy's right-wing government instructed Milan's city council to stop registering the children of same-sex parents, reigniting a debate around Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's conservative agenda. Meloni, who was elected prime minister last September as a member of the far-right Brothers of Italy party, made anti-LGBTQ rhetoric a hallmark of her electoral campaign, promising to protect so-called traditional values. She campaigned against what she calls gender ideology and the LGBT lobby. The decision by the Italian government leaves children who are denied the right to have both parents recognized on their birth certificate in legal limbo and sets up a range of challenges. In the most extreme scenario, if the legally recognized parent were to pass away, the children would become wards of the state and face the prospect of being orphaned. It also means they could end up having limited access to services and benefits like healthcare, inheritance, and child support. Currently, more than 30 African countries, including Uganda, have laws on the books banning same-sex relations. But Uganda's parliament has just passed one of the harshest anti-LGBTQ laws in Africa. The new law appears to be the first to outlaw merely identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer. Among other things, the bill creates the offense of attempted homosexuality, making the act of just saying you're gay punishable with up to 10 years in jail. Additionally, the bill includes a punishment of up to 5 years in prison for the promotion of homosexuality. The act of sex between two people of the same gender is already punishable with life imprisonment. Supporters of the new law say it is needed to punish a broad array of LGBTQ activities, which they say threaten traditional values in the conservative and religious East African nation. An earlier version of the bill was passed in 2014, but was later struck down by a court on procedural grounds. LGBTQ activists call this new legislation a more egregious version of the 2014 law. A statement from the group Human Rights Watch notes that one of the most extreme features of the new bill is that it criminalizes people simply being who they are, as well as further infringing on the rights to privacy and freedoms of expression and association that are already compromised in Uganda. The legislation is widely expected to be approved by Uganda's president, who has long opposed LGBTQ rights, calling gay people deviants. In recent weeks, Uganda authorities have cracked down on LGBTQ individuals after religious leaders and politicians alleged students were being recruited into homosexuality in schools. LGBTQ-inclusive films took home several top-tier Oscars at the 95th Annual Academy Awards. Brendan Fraser's career comeback reached another high as he scored the Academy Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role for his performance in The Whale. In the film, Fraser plays Charlie, a 600-pound reclusive gay English professor who gained weight after the death of his partner. In the film, he struggles with his health and tries to reconnect with his teenage daughter. Prior to the Oscars, Fraser also won the Screen Actors Guild Award, the Critics' Choice Award, and the Satellite Award for his work in The Whale. He is the sixth straight actor to win a Best Acting Oscar for playing a gay role. To date, no actor who was out at the time has won an Academy Award. Additionally, Jamie Lee Curtis and Michelle Yeoh won Best Supporting Actress and Best Actress honors for their work in the LGBTQ-inclusive film Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. The movie, whose plot hinges on the relationship between a mother and her daughter, specifically the mother's refusal to embrace her daughter's queerness, was the big winner of the evening, ultimately being named Best Picture. Out actress Stephanie Hsu was also nominated from the film in the Best Supporting Actress category. LGBTQ stories also won big in the non-acting categories. The Whale took home the Oscar for Best Makeup and Hairstyling, and Women Talking, which includes a transgender character in a key role, earned the trophy for Best Writing Adapted Screenplay. One of the musical highlights of this year's Oscars was Lady Gaga's intimate and raw performance of Best Song nominee Hold My Hand from Top Gun Maverick. She prefaced the song by saying, "You might find that you can be your own hero, even if you feel broken inside," and received a standing ovation. And that brings me to the end of this episode of The Randy Report. If you enjoy catching up on LGBTQ news in a quick podcast, I'd appreciate it if you would share it with your friends. I like to think of The Randy Report as the 60 minutes of gay news, only shorter. And remember, you can find me every day on the internet at therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle regarding politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.